Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. We say hello now to Terry McCormick from Main Street Media. TitanInsider.com is where you can find his work. Terry, what's up?
Oh, not much, not much. Just getting ready for free agency to start here next week. Good songs to come back into, by the way. George Harrison.
Oh, I always love some George Harrison. There have been a lot of reports that the Titans will be aggressive in trying to bring in Wandale Robinson, who Brian Daboll is familiar with the New York Giants. Would that be the answer at wide receiver and to give Cam Ward some help?
Well, it might be part of the answer. I mean, it's not like you're bringing Justin Jefferson in, but I think it certainly could help because this is a guy that, knows Brian Daboll's system and fits it and has been productive the last couple of years there with the Giants. And he played at Kentucky, so, a lot of fans around here should be familiar with him. In fact, he was Will Levis's main target for a year or two, wasn't he?
He was. That's right.
Oh yeah, that's true. If you sign Robinson or Pierce or one of these guys, do you see them still signing another, or are they going to look at more of the draft and what they already have?
I think it's a mix. I think when you need help just about everywhere, I think you've got to look for you can't leave any stone unturned, so to speak. I think, if they go after Robinson, I think, it's still possible they could go after another receiver in the draft. He's more of a slot guy, a smaller guy at 5'8", with some speed. Maybe you want to go get a guy who's 6'3", 6'4", who can win the 50-50 balls and that sort of thing. Or, and then you still have to look at that in the draft as well. Maybe not at number 4, but somewhere over the first couple of first couple of days of the draft, I think you need some help at receiver that you can bring in a guy who can be productive from day one.
Terry, how important is a center now in free agency for this football team?
Oh, it's absolutely important. I think when you look at when this team has been down before and they've tried to rebuild things, one of the key ingredients was finding a good center who was also a leader. They did that with Kevin Mawai back in 2006. They did that with Ben Jones, I think it was in 2016. So here we are in 2026. They're going to try to do it again, probably with another veteran center that is out on the free agent market. The guy from Baltimore appears to be the leader in the clubhouse, but they're going to have a lot of competition for him.
Oh, absolutely they are. And I think that is just – we see how vital, when you don't have that center, you see how vital it is because, people, they don't care about the offensive line until the offensive line is awful. Then they care about the offensive line. So, but there are some good center free agents out there I've seen.
Yeah, it's not a bad group. There's some others. There's Connor – I want to call him Connor McGregor. It's Connor McGovern.
Right.
Was with Buffalo last year. So certainly that's a guy that is an option as well. There'll be some guys out there that you can pull in that won't require as much as Lyndon. What is the guy's name? Lyndon something. I can't.
That's Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson.
President.
Lyndon Baum.
Lyndon Baum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lyndon Baum. Yes.
He's pretty good.
I couldn't remember if it was Lyndon Baum or Lyndon Beck, and I didn't want to sound stupid.
Well, we sound stupid for 3 hours every day, so it's all good. The other part of that, they got to have somebody opposite Skoronski at the other guard. I know the Chargers today are going to release Becton. It's going to save them $10 million. I mean, do you go all in and try to rebuild the line right now? Because if you're going to get I know there's some stuff with Zeitler still out there, try to figure that out. But, I mean, you got money, you got your franchise quarterback, you want to protect him, you're probably going to draft a running back. I think you shore up that offensive line if you can.
Yeah, I think so. And maybe you'd look in free agency. Maybe you do sign two guys. Maybe you sign a center and a guard. The other part of that, though, is maybe Jackson Slater's ready. I mean,
yes.
They were pretty high on him, as a prospect, long-term that needed some development. Way back in the day here, you guys remember when Mike Munchak coached the offensive line, they'd draft guys like David Stewart and Eugene Amano and Justin Hartwig, and they'd sit for a year or so. They'd learn, and then the next year they were competing and winning a starting spot, and they were your starter for 4 years.
Yeah, but in that equation, you had the name Mike Munchak, and he's not around right now, and he worked wonders with those guys.
He really did, but, I mean, there are offensive line coaches who can do those sorts of things and develop talent. It didn't happen for whatever reason with Bill Callahan, even though everybody – you know, was hoping that that would be the case. But this new guy that they brought in, that Daboll has brought in, seems to have a fairly good track record of success with offensive linemen. So we'll see what he can do with some of these guys.
Well, and that's my thing, Terry. I made this joke to Joe when they hired him. I'm like, I've never heard of this guy, so I'm glad. Like, there's no pressure on – and I know he's been around. Like, he's worked with Daboll, but – I feel like for the fans, that might be a good thing, too, of this guy probably knows what he's doing, but there's no pressure of being a guru.
Right, exactly. I think that is, you know, something. I think maybe we expected too much from Bill Callahan, that he was going to turn a sow's ear into a silk purse, and it just didn't happen because there wasn't a lot to work with there. Let's be honest here. There was not a lot to work with, especially that first year.
Terry, yesterday we had Jeff Fisher on. We asked him why in 1996 was it important to take Eddie George at that position when they had other needs that were going on right then. He said they felt by drafting Eddie George could give Steve that backup, that help, that they could grow together, and it was a no-brainer. Fast forward 30 years, Jeremiah Love and Cam Ward. I fell in love with Love. I mean, a lot of us have. I mean, when Jeff's talking about that, Terry, yesterday, it made perfect sense. Does it make sense in 2026 for Jeremiah Love to be in Nashville?
It does. You know, I'm starting to come around on it. You know, at first I thought, well, wait a minute. You know, in drafting a running back, which is kind of a luxury pick, given how many needs that they have, I thought it was like using the grocery money to buy a 70-inch TV. But I'm starting to come around on it for that reason, because I think, you know, when you look at this roster, how many dynamic players, how many transformative difference-making players do you really have on this team? You have one, that's Jeffrey Simmons. You have a couple of others like Cam Ward and Chim Dike that you hope can get to that level. You've got a few guys that you hope can get there. You've got one. If you brought in Jeremiah Love and you feel like he's a transformative player, and I know running back has been devalued over the years, but you don't think Derrick Henry was a transformative player?
Right.
Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, those guys are transformative players. You know, I think if you go back at the 2023 draft and you look where the Titans were, Joe Alt was off the board. They pivoted to J.C. Latham. You think if they had a do-over, they might have even though the line was in shambles, you think they might have considered Brock Bowers?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So I say take good football players. If Jeremiah Love is the guy, then, you know, then let's, you know, then go for it. Take him. And think about how many fun headlines and how many fun song puns we can use with his name. I mean, you know, love is like oxygen.
Oh, yes. We've already coined the phrase the love train in here, and we'll play the music from the OJs too. As
there
well.
There you go.
You know, he's no Bishop Sankey, and that's the problem.
There are not many songs that you can write about Bishop Sankey, Joe.
Good. I will never forget when they asked Wisenhunt about that, and he's like, well, we went to the to the senior day, it's whatever, down in Mobile, and he was really good at picking up pass protection. And I was like, what?
And right, then, what does that even mean?
And there he was, Bishop Sankey. Awful.
Yeah, that was during a struggling time as well for this franchise. Most people have blotted that out of their memory, you know, the drafts of, what, 14, 15.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, yeah.
Who was worse? Who was worse, Sean Green, Bishop Sankey, Deion Lewis? I mean, am I leaving out some just awful running backs that came through here?
Chris Henry.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be my vote. They spent a second-round pick on him. I think he might have run for 200 yards in his career.
I mean, he was built. I mean, he had the body, but he just didn't have the football IQ to do anything. Terrible.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of where this team is right now. There's just drafted too many guys that don't fit or guys that didn't work out, and that's why you see what you see here. You see guys that you wonder, okay, well, where does this guy fit? Why did you draft this guy, you know, instead of that guy? And you know, that's what you got to hope, that Borgonzi and his crew get this thing right this year, because that's really, you know, you can mask it in free agency and supplement it in free agency, but you got to hit on draft picks. That's how you get back to being a contender.
He is Terry McCormick, Titan Insider and Main Street Media. Terry, appreciate the time as always.
All right. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry McCormick joining us here on the program. I just want to let you know, and I know you're going to be really excited about this,
yeah,
but I did one of those off-season simulations for the Titans that include free agency and cuts and draft and all that stuff.
Okay.
2 o'clock, I'm going to see what you think about it.
As long as it's not a list, I'm good.
It is not a list. It's something that I've done. I was inspired by Dr. Crane and Jake. And,
oh, okay.
You know, so I wanted to do my own.
There's a trade in the National Football League that just happened, and Patrick Mahomes reacted with a post that said, damn.
Mm. All right. We'll talk about it coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on 102.5 The Game.